WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Everywhere you turn these days, there are headlines and stories about AIDS, but critic at large Lori Stone says many of them are inaccurate and misleading. She says better resources for AIDS information have sprung up in the arts community.
Most people know about AIDS from what they read in newspapers, hear on TV and radio, see in the scant number of movies that have depicted the disease. But in the book And the Band Played On, author Randy Schiltz shows that most journalists forego firsthand investigating and take figures about funding and research from government press releases. AIDS affects everyone's life in terms of how we practice and think about sex, in terms of healthcare costs, in terms of friends and relatives getting sick. Yet most of what we know is tailored by media that is biased against the majority of people with AIDS. Very few of us have direct experience of the disease. The activist organization ACT UP, which stands for AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, has been working heroically to correct distortions about AIDS. The group got started in March of 87 after several artists designed and distributed powerful buttons with the logo Silence Equals Death. Last summer in Manhattan, to protest the increase of violence against gays and lesbians, ACT UP staged a sit-down on the site of an anti-gay knifing. In the fall, the group organized a demonstration against the Food and Drug Administration, which has been slow to release experimental drug treatments. Last year, Dr. Robert Gould published a reckless article in Cosmopolitan, which declared, despite contrary evidence collected by the Centers for Disease Control, that people couldn't get AIDS from penis to vagina intercourse. Women from ACT UP confronted Gould about his evidence, and the encounter was recorded in the video documentary, Doctors, Liars, and Women. Indeed, one of ACT UP's most eye-opening forms of activism has been with art media. The collective of graphic designers and painters responsible for ACT UP's startling work is Grand Fury. After New York City Health Commissioner Stephen Joseph lowered the estimate for new AIDS cases and thereby endangered much-needed funding, Grand Fury plastered city walls with posters showing a bloody handprint and the caption, "The cut in AIDS numbers is a lethal lie." Grand Fury placed posters in New York subways, alerting the public to the harrowing new statistic that one baby out of 61 born in New York City is HIV positive. The piece shows six photographs of people termed AIDS criminals, and when a light flashes on their images, quotations from them appear underneath. Below William F. Buckley, it says, "Everyone detected with AIDS should be tattooed in the upper forearm to protect common needle users, and on the buttocks to prevent the victimization of other homosexuals." Above the faces is a running electronic text. It reports, "The Pentagon spends in one day more than the government spent in the last 5 years for AIDS research and education." It reports, "The incidence of heterosexually transmitted AIDS is 17 times higher among blacks than whites and 15 times higher among Hispanics than whites, but only 6% of the U.S. AIDS education budget has been targeted for the minority community." With militance and style, ACT UP is seizing the means of representation to counter misrepresentations, which, along with silence, really do add up to death.
Lori Stone is a New York-based writer and critic. Some of the videotapes she mentioned are available from the Gay Men's Health Crisis at area code 212-807-7517. And Testing the Limits Video Collective at area code 212-545-7120.